Good morning. You're listening to Tchaikovsky's Canon. Welcome. It's 10:02, and you're listening on WMFO Medford 91.5. So today, last week we did a nice show on Franz Liszt, and we explored some of the dynamic aspects of his music. But today we're going to be doing something pretty interesting. We're doing music written on the harpsichord and the forte piano. And these were predecessors to the modern piano. The harpsichord was created in the Middle Ages and began to be used about the 16th century. In the Baroque period, many composers wrote solo music for it. This continued into the classical period until the rise of the forte piano, which actually means, from Italian, loud and soft. So while the harpsichord could not really be played with such dynamic range, the forte piano was a precursor to the modern piano, in that it could be played in such a loud way and in such a softer way. And so that obviously helped to create some of the great piano masterpieces that we have today. We wouldn't have someone like Franz Liszt without the great forte piano. So we're going to get into it today. Our first piece is from Domenico Scarlatti. This is his Sonata in G, played by Trevor Pinnock. I think you'll enjoy the beginning of this. It's pretty wild, as far as wild as this kind of music could be. And here you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we are back. Thanks for listening to Tchaikovsky's Canon. There we had Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 14 with Robert Levin. Felipe Rodriguez, Sonata 3, the third movement of that by Jose Maria Roje. And on an old Portuguese forte piano, we had Antonio Solé and his Sonata 77 in F-sharp minor, played by Edward Patmier. I really hope you can appreciate the very distinctive sound of the forte piano. I think it's one of the most interesting and, as I said, like, innovative in the way that it sounds there's a certain lightness that it gives to Mozart and other music. I hope you heard that in the Piano Concerto No. 14. And it also is similar to the harpsichord and the piano, very melancholic if it's played a certain way. I think the last piece definitely showed that. So now, a quick public service announcement. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplane noises from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this. For more information, including how to join the mailing list and the file complaints with Massport and your elected officials, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org. A public service message from Boston West Fair Skies and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So we got a couple more pieces for you here. We're going to get right back into it with the Kleiner Trauermarsch in C minor. This is a piece by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Quite short, and then we'll go to some Bach, but not J.S. Bach, Johann Christian Bach. But here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back to Tchaikovsky's Canon. There we had Domenico Scarlatti, his sonata in B minor with Trevor Pinnock. J.C. Bach's Sonata in F Minor, Beethoven's Sonata 6, Henrik Schiedemer's Preambulum, and Johann Krieger's Fuga. We have one more selection for you today on Tchaikovsky's Canon, and I really think this is the height of harpsichord music. This is Bach's first movement of his keyboard concerto. I really appreciate you listening. If my brother's listening, shout out to him. Shout out to my family, and anyone who's listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. So here's probably my favorite piece on harpsichord.
Smile. We are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.